GRL Ugly Heart on the Josh and Zachary show.
what an absolutely horrible thing to say about another human being.
It is a very horrible thing for a human being to have to hear about themselves.
Listen here, mate. Quite attractive.
Oh, thank you.
It's just a shame you have such an ugly heart.
I mean,
and excuse me while I repeat that during the chorus. Jesus.
Yeah, let me put that to a sick beat and lay it on you, top 40 style.
Oh, man.
It's, because the thing is, you know, you're pretty. You know, you're getting all the compliments.
That's nice.
Yeah, all the compliments. Oh, thank you very much. But I mean, even if I wasn't, I mean, I could just pop down to the local, you know, get me teeth whitened or get me hair cut nicely.
That's your solution to become better looking is just what? Just get some fluorescent teeth going on. Hey, I remember I went to a corporate golf day. Yeah, I'm a big wig. Deal with it, Brisbane. I went to a corporate golf day. What did you guys do? And there was a man there who had the whitest teeth.
Yeah, confronting.
It looked like he was picking up golf balls and shoving them in his gums. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Don't get your teeth whitened.
No, you got to be very careful.
You got to get like a porcelain colour. Otherwise, you never go A4 white.
I think Western Red Cedar is probably the way to go. Because the thing is, people go, oh yeah, I'll have the whitest teeth I can get.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because
and then I'll get the most orange tan I can get. And then I'll spike my grey old hair up in the air like I'm a young party dude. And he was wearing a visor.
Oh, was he?
A visor or a headband. He looked very, I don't know, I guess 90s frat boy.
Yeah, you gotta be very cautious of a person wearing a visor. But speaking of golf balls, Zach, of golf days and everything that's not doing the show last week, where were you, mate?
Hey, I was...
Everyone's scratching their heads until they're raw and bloody going, hang on, where's Zach?
Hang on, where is he? Mate, I went to the lovely James Augustakis and... I guess Siana Augustakis now.
Oh, congratulations.
Their lovely ceremony, lovely wedding that I went along to. And, you know, everything went smoothly. I think I might have made a bit of a tool of myself.
Oh, a bit of a blunder?
Yeah, yeah. Big time. I made a couple. So, first one was...
I anticipated that you would.
First one was after the ceremony, Siana's dad comes over and says hello to us.
Mm.
And, you know, the father, they walk them down the aisle and everything. It's a pretty important part of the ceremony.
Very emotional time too for a father, I could imagine.
Yes, indeed. So the father wanders over to me, shakes my hand, asks me how I know James.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the performance. So he comes out and meets the fans. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that was me walking down the aisle.
Yep, you saw correctly.
Left foot, right foot, left foot, right.
Don't rub your eyes. your vision's fine, mate. Well, my vision wasn't fine, Josh, because I said, "And how do you know Siana?" And he goes, "I'm a dad." I'm like, "Oh, I thought you looked familiar." He goes, "I was walking down the aisle like 15 minutes ago." I'm like, "I'm sorry."
It's like looking into a mirror if I was Siana.
Then,
wonder number two.
Then the pumpkin soup started rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I was excited for this.
Yeah, it's a staple at any good wedding, the old pumpkin soup. Let's ground up a few pumpkins. Oh, because a wedding's a beautiful day for everyone, except pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Veal.
Before we get to the pumpkin soup, though, I was asked if my shoes were new.
Oh.
I said, "Oh, well, yes, they are." And I go, "Yeah, you still got stickers on the bottom with the price."
How did they see the bottom of your shoes?
I don't know.
Doing a ceremonial handstand for everyone. And as is tradition in our household, a handstand will be performed by young Zach over here, DJ extraordinaire on the Josh and Zachary show.
I couldn't get the stickers off my shoes because I'd like walked on them. So I had to be very careful to keep my feet on the ground the whole ceremony.
Just moonwalking
the whole reception. I couldn't do an Irish jig, that's for sure.
No, it's certainly not a Russian jig either.
No.
You throw your legs up in the air, everyone's the point in the lava. No, hang on a sec, what's going on here? Pull yourself some new shoes.
I think they're cheering me on for doing the dancing. They're laughing at the stickers.
Your quads are aching because you've done it all night, thinking everyone loves it. Hey, Zach, come and do that funny dance you do. Make sure you get your shoes up so everyone can see.
So, very shortly after the shoe incident,
the public shaming.
Yeah, of the shoes. One girl then comments, You also missed a loop on your belt. I'm just going, oh no.
Very observant wedding. What is she?
Yeah, I know.
Siana, an optometrist? A family of optometrists? A lot of CIA agents?
It was bizarre how many things I did wrongly. Then, of course, we get to the pumpkin soup.
Mm.
Now, I'm loving this.
Yeah, of course. Everyone loves pumpkin soup, vegan or not.
I've got a snappy outfit, snappy tie going on.
Oh no.
What do? I stand up for some reason, perhaps to wave to someone, get their attention.
Check your shoes.
Sit down. tie's gone straight in the soup, mate.
Your yellow tie, I assume?
It was blue, and then it came out orange. I've had to throw the tie out. It can't be laundered. It was like a $50 tie. He's
like, nightmare situation, if ever I've heard one.
The worst is, I came up to the table. I didn't know anyone at my table.
Mm.
And I walked up. I said, you know what this table is? And they go, what? I go, the dingus table. I go, we're all dinguses, me included, because none of us know each other. Who the hell are we?
So good wedding all around?
Yeah, it was great, though.
We'll be straight back after this. You listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative with Johnny Ruffo wishing us a happy birthday, Zach, which is good.
Yeah, that's lovely of him.
Lovely of him to to get involved, which is good. A big anniversary show, 1 year. 1 year ago today, we had our very first broadcast. And
it was terrible. It hasn't improved much.
And
but we've grown accustomed to not caring so much if the show's terrible.
Yeah, they're like, are you getting better? It's like, oh, no, I'm caring less. Yeah. Perfectly honest. But
just
that's
as good.
So, I mean, everyone's up on our Facebook page for the chance to win $30. 30 clams! That's three stacks of high society if you classify $10 as high society. In which case, so many people do, Zach, in our what would you call it? Our genre,
our niche.
Our niche.
Yeah, it's a pretty niche market.
Oh, it certainly is.
We've really divided the audience down to the smallest possible denominator, which I think is a good thing.
I like to look at them not as actual people, but it's just I just look at them as dollar signs. Isn't that right, Belly B? Belly B agrees. That's good. Yeah, but keep all the gear coming through. So the most heartfelt message up on our Facebook wall at 3:45, we'll announce who the winner is, and you can walk home with $30. If you're even at home, you don't even have to walk anywhere, which is good news. But all that good stuff. And hey, it's got a message here. Live on air, Zach. Unprofessional of me not to have
very
my...
Very unprofessional.
It's from Mum.
Hey.
Oh, that's good. That's obviously wanting to... Oh, I'll read it out.
Didn't send me one, that's one of the strangest parts.
It'll be a happy birthday or have a good show. Mm-hmm. I'll read it out on air. May as well.
Yeah, well, why not?
Good. Hi, Josh. Yeah, that's good. I don't know how I can do this without getting too emotional. It starts exactly 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
You borrowed a Tupperware container to take home spaghetti from my place. Can you please return the Tupperware container as I refuse to believe it is still storing the spaghetti in question? She goes on to say, quite frankly, I'm annoyed that once again I trusted you to bring back the Tupperware in a timely manner. And in parentheses, she's put, against my better judgment.
Jesus!
She goes on to say, I need the Tupperware container back because I'm hosting a party next weekend. Please don't ask where your invitation is, as I didn't send you one, as you are not welcome. Because all you do is talk about your stupid radio show. How is that going, by the way? No, I didn't mean that. Forget I asked. I don't have all day to hear about it. So that's good. Oh, another one just come through. Stop reading my text messages live on air. Well, at least she's listening to the show. that's good news. Another. No, I'm not listening. A friend texted me saying you were, and she's only texting. She's only listening as a part of a hilarious truth or dare game.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa!
Giving a thumbs quite a workout there on that one. that's bad news. Like, actually,
thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. Thanks for listening. Year in, year out. But Zach, I did ask you to maybe get together a bit of a showreel of our last year.
Yeah.
Production wise, how's that going? I don't have my computer open, but I'm assuming you were going to throw to that now.
Well,
which will be good. Everyone listening up. Good news. We got ourselves.
Not quite.
You didn't end up getting it done.
Well, Josh, what happened to me a while ago was...
You became incredibly lazy.
Yeah. I discovered the joys of not doing anything.
Oh, really?
No, I somehow got a computer virus, Josh.
Oh, virus.
Now, I'm not going to speculate whether it was porn-related, pirated DVDs, or what have
all
you.
All that good stuff.
It doesn't matter how it got there. The fact is, it was there.
Yeah, it certainly was.
And it encrypted all my files.
Nightmare situation. Yep.
And wanted me to pay him like something like $300 in Bitcoin.
That's a hell of a virus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
credit
yeah.
to the virus creators on that one.
Well, they're smart. They're savvy business people. they wanted $300 from me or they'll delete all my files. Delete them.
A ransom situation?
Yeah, I was held to ransom. I just chucked the Windows CD and just formatted the prank.
They should have just said...
there you go, scammers. Oh, you've done me.
They should have said... don't reformat as part of the, as part of the conditions. So sniper red dot onto the old noggin, and you are being held to ransom.
So basically, long story short, Josh, I couldn't possibly organise a 1 year
showreel, super showreel. That's all right. In anticipation for that, Zach, and for your laziness.
Well, it's not laziness; it's incompetence.
I know which one I prefer. in anticipation, Zach, I did download kind of like a throwback. You're familiar with throwbacks, you know. You know, throwback Thursday.
I've been told I am a throwback.
Flashback, but no,
I've got recessive genes.
No, Dad said he wished he could throw you back. But it's basically like a simulator of what we would sound like a year from now, or mm-hmm. a year, ago from today.
Okay, so you've taken sort of, you've put what we've done.
Mm, it listens to what we
do. Into a computer and it's gone, oh, okay, if we went back in time a year, maybe this is what it would sound like. Mm. Okay, yeah, no, I'd be interested in hearing.
To that I say, people listen to the podcast, because they're up there on iTunes and podbay.com, Josh and Zachary Show Snippets. I mean, listen to that. I don't have a bit of fun with this.
Yeah, right? we don't need to simulate.
I want to hear, believe it or not, I was there. So maybe let's go back. I'll just punch in here, so I'll throw it in. Do a quick rewind to about 20 years ago, see what we would sound like. Yeah, you know, a bit of fun.
20 years ago now.
20 years ago. Let's see what we look. Oh, maybe 25 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, Belly B makes an appearance
at
the end.
That is rubbish.
Not a lot better than what we do, what we're doing at the moment. But obviously, we're babies, and that was very smart. Very smart program.
Yeah, no, very...
Brilliant.
Great political commentary.
I might do... I don't know, let's do 6,000 years to see what we would have sounded like.
So us, 6,000 years in the past.
6,000 years ago, what we would sound like if we were hosting a...
Mate,
hosting a,
I don't think your simulator can pull this off. This is going to be a bit rich, if you ask me.
I might... I'll hit rewind now and see what it comes up with. Right at the start of the evolution change on that one.
Get your paws off your radio dials, you damn dirty apes.
Give us a call and let us know what your favourite banana is. I like the...
Ladyfingers.
Good times. I like that Taylor Swift is still was as big as she was back then as she is now. She's not going away in a hurry, is she?
No, that's what I say. She stood the test of time, that's for sure.
Anyway, guys, keep those messages coming through. We'll read a few out straight after this, but you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Britney Spears, I Want to Go.
Where to?
Britney Spears is singing, mate. I think that there was a little bit of a story came out about Britney Spears. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative, by the way. A bit of a story on Britney Spears. She's spending all her riches on a lot of fast food.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
She loves fast food.
She loves food. She's got no time for it.
No,
though.
She certainly does.
Busy. It's got to be fast.
She said, I'm standing at a restaurant. And I'm like, okay, well, it'll be a 10-minute. I'm like, I want to go. Mm. Hang on, a bit of a song in that.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to bring up, I have heard this song on commercial radio, which I shouldn't really be listening to. You know, I'm community all the way. Always have been, always will be. I know you subscribe.
Fight
to
the system.
Yeah, let's fight. Let's buck the system. Well. Buck. System.
Buck the system.
It's bucket like a horse would. It's
bucket with a B for Barry.
maybe the system would be a goal in an ice hockey. Let's puck the system. Let's puck it good.
Maybe you know the system is a tennis ball. You know, let's chuck the system.
Yeah, maybe maybe it's like a low hanging thing. We can duck the system.
Or maybe you know the system is a member of the opposite sex, or maybe the same. So let's. Oh wait, no, that's the one we're trying not to say.
Good stuff, but there's a song out there by Itch. His name, it's called Another Man, and the song goes, it's basically a story about a guy. He gets this girl, and the girl has to say to her partner, "Hey, look, I've got another man." That's Itch. You know, Itch is singing, "Hey, how great am I?" And then he goes, "Look at my girl," and she goes, "No, hang on, Itch, I've got another man." Mm. But the one I listened to, egg on Itch's face. But he's cool about it. He's like, "Oh, well, I'll get myself another girl," and yeah, he's like, "Hey, you can't be good as good as me," and all that gear. You know, it goes for 3.5 minutes. You know, the usual gear for a story, pop song, and all the rest of it. But like I said, I've been listening to it on the radio, so I'm hearing the radio edit of this song. So And I'm thinking, Itch has taken this really well, that he's just got played, basically. You know, yeah. The singer Itch. Well, this girl who's singing it, you know, I've got another man. She's singing it to him, and he's like, ah, whatever, you know, whatever. I saw the film clip and everything, same deal. He's laughing, he's singing, he doesn't care. When I did a bit of research, found the original version. And I'll play you this bit, because this is a bit different. This is just as he's singing how great he is, because now he's got this girl, and now she's just delivered the line, like, oh, sorry, mate, I've got another man.
Mm.
So let's play this one. This is the un-radio edit version of Another Man by Itch. Enjoy. This is the kind of love I want to possess. I said, will you be my girl? She said, I must confess. I got another man. Bitch! You bitch! Who is he? I look like an idiot! I look like an idiot now!